USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's president says 300 women and children have been rescued from a steel plant in Mariupol. In a late-night video, President Zelensky saying efforts were still underway to rescue the Ukrainian fighters trapped inside the plant, but said it would be extremely difficult. Three United States tourists have died at a resort in the Bahamas after falling ill. Officials of the Atlantic Island Nation confirmed, and another was airlifted to a hospital for treatment.
A lady was seen at the clinic and subsequently flown into New Providence. She is at the Princess Margaret Hospital receiving care.
Health Minister Michael Darvel speaking to Eyewitness News Bahamas, Acting Prime Minister Chester Cooper issued a statement saying police are investigating and the cause of death was unknown, though foul play was not suspected. USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Mounds of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Mounds of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
New research shows that 7 hours sleep per night is the ideal amount in middle and old age. The study, published by a professor at China's Fudan University, found that too much or too little sleep was associated with a variety of issues. Those included less of an ability to pay attention, remember new information, and make decisions. Getting 7 hours of sleep was also linked to better mental health. However, the study did note some older adults may sleep more poorly due to genetic makeup, brain structure, or other underlying health conditions. A federal grand jury has indicted the man accused of shooting 10 people on a New York subway. The Brooklyn judge returned the 2-count indictment against Frank James Friday. As a result, the 62-year-old James now faces the additional charges of carrying out a terrorist attack against a mass transit system. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The NFL is hoping a lawsuit filed by a coach can be handled without a trial.
NFL coach Brian Flores' lawsuit regarding racist hiring practices against the National Football League and six of its teams could be forced into arbitration. Judge Valerie Caproni felt the side should settle, but they declined to do so. Now she's going to have to determine whether or not to send the case to arbitration.
Guys who have been fired, you know, that signed a release, so they literally can't come on. On a discrimination lawsuit. I mean, think about that for a second. You sign this release so you can get your money, and in doing that, you can't file a discrimination lawsuit.
Brian on the podcast, I Am Athlete, is currently an assistant coach at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, if it goes to arbitration, the arbitrator in one of the biggest racial discrimination cases in league history would be Commissioner Roger Goodell. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Country music legend Mickey Gilley has died at the age of 86. His death announced Saturday by the mayor of his hometown of Pasadena, Texas. Gilley had 39 top 10 hits and 17 number ones. He was also a cousin to rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis and evangelist Jimmy Swaggart. The NBA playoffs continue Sunday with the Dallas Mavericks hosting the Phoenix Suns and the Philadelphia 76ers playing host to the Miami Heat. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.